You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, May 2nd, episode 3683, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products, who I spent a lot of time and money with at the Kentucky three-day event this past weekend. Good morning, Horse World!
Beautiful day in Louisville for the 63rd running of the Kentucky Derby in 1937. 103 colts nominated for this one, 20 go postward, headed by number one War Admiral, a good one with Charlie Kurtzinger. He's the 8-5 favorite, and he's a little bit fractious at the gate. Settle down there, War Admiral, we're ready. 20 of them coming out of there, and Heel Fly breaks on top, but the Admiral's out of early trouble. Charlie Kurtzinger sends him up as they come through the stretch for the first time. Now they move around the turn. The leader, War Admiral, 2.5 or 3. Who can catch him? Pompoon says, I can. He drives up on the outside into second place in the final quarter. Here they come into the stretch. It's War Admiral. The crowd is screaming. Pompoon is on second. 3/16 of a mile to go. It's War Admiral, 2 lengths. Pompoon's under left-handed whipping, doing his best. But he's not catching the Admiral yet. They're in the final 16th, and on top it's War Admiral with Pompoon on the outside. But they're waving the stick. Charlie Kurtzinger is waving the stick at the Admiral. He's drawing away. He's an easy winner, and here comes the finish. War Admiral, much the best, with Pompoon second.
The camera highlights in the world of sports. And they're away. Pounding down the straightaway past the stand, the crafty maneuvering of jockeys raiding high-strung thoroughbreds in the run to the turn. Disposed leading the pack, out in front by a length and a half. Corners Cap, Blue Pair, Odd Booth, and Robert Morris closely bunched behind the flying leader. Whirl away, betting favorite, eased smartly by jockey Eddie R. Carroll in the tight going at the turn. For jockey R. Carroll now, they're alone with a critical moment when Whirl away, number four, heads for the stretch turn. His dangerous habit of going wide, but R. Carroll knows his mount, and with canny skill and a master's touch, guides the chestnut cone-awaited realization of a cherished hope when Whirl away is acclaimed $61,000 winner in America's greatest run for the roses.
Citation, a hard-charging thoroughbred ridden by Eddie Arcaro, came from 8 lengths back to overtake Coal Town and win the 1948 Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
Secretary throws his head a bit. And they're off. The leaders as they come forward out of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Sam is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretary is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Coming on a bit is Forgo, our native on the outside. Now and then the stretch, it's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Sham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. Sham, then on the outside, our native. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Well, I went into the archives, Jamie, to dig out that opener of the old. I love that old timey sound of the announcers and stuff, that with the crackling in the background and everything. Well, today, of course, we're going to be taking a look at the entries for the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, and also make our picks, which I haven't done yet. I have so much pressure. We're also going to play our annual listener Kentucky Derby trivia, and we're going to give away April's prizes for really bad ads, all coming up on today's show. There'll be no post-show today because I think the main show is going to go kind of long, and Jamie's still on a janky setup, so sounds good, though, by the way. Sounds better than Wednesday.
It?
It sounds great. Better than Wednesday, that's for sure.
I had to wait for Chad to get home last night from his trip so I could take his laptop. And then I downloaded Zoom into it so we could do the show. I've got this teeny tiny little airline pilot laptop. it's fine.
Yeah, if you didn't listen to Wednesday's show, her in all the many thousand thunderstorms she's had in a couple of days, her computer got zapped. So we have to get a new computer.
20 inches of rain in April, and then it's now May, and guess what? It's still raining.
Well, and you know, I'm happy with Wednesday's show and how the editing came out. It took a while, by the way, how the editing came out, because you had a delay and everything, but everybody said they didn't notice. So that was great.
Oh, good.
So apparently we slogged through it. I got good news for you. You know how you were whining the other day about Michael Young winning everything and, you know, it was Boyd Martin's turn? Well, Boyd Martin got his turn. I just saw this 20 minutes ago. Boyd Martin was named number one on the FEI ranking list for eventing. He is the first American in 20 years to be named number one.
You know what? That and $5 will get him a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
No, that's a pride thing. He's very happy about it. He posted on his Facebook page. Yeah, he's very happy about that. So congratulations to Boyd. Well done. And we finally get an American back on the list.
I didn't realize. I don't even know about this list. I mean, he won the Rider of the Year already at the event, but that was the U.S. Rider. So
yeah, this list has existed for a long time. They keep a running list of by points on who is top in the world for dressage, eventing, and show jumping. And we just haven't had somebody in the top spot for 20 years in eventing.
Well, three in the top 10 finishers will get you there, man.
Yeah, I think that's what got him the most points, is put him ahead. So good job, Boyd. Well done. He was very excited. You can go over and check his post out on his Facebook page. Well, it's Kentucky Derby Day on Horses in the Morning. If you're not into racing, and I know some of you are not, you can check the show notes for the timestamps and go to Really Bad Ads. We'll be announcing prize winners today for Really Bad Ads. Just skip ahead to that. You don't have to listen if you don't want to. A reminder that we will be doing a Derby chat in the Auditor Facebook group tomorrow. I'll start that tomorrow morning. So if you want to chat, just chat in the comments. That way everybody's talking in one place and you can all chat with each other for the Derby. And if you're like Jamie and my wife, Jennifer, you'll be watching for hours ahead of time all the pre-Derby stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So I've just, you know, made friends with the right people who have the suite at Remington, and they're simulcasting the whole entire day. So I get to get off and I got to go shopping tonight for like a little Derby.
Are you going to go? So you're going to Remington for it?
We're going to Remington.
Are you
going
to wear Fascinators?
I don't know if Oklahoma shopping has Fascinators, but if they do, I am in.
I doubt it.
I don't think there's a hat store of that quality caliber in Oklahoma.
maybe a little cheap cowboy hat will work.
I'll probably wear a cowboy hat. Yeah,
I think that's more fitting probably. So we are going to be talking a lot about it, and let's start with some random Kentucky Derby stuff like I do every Kentucky Derby show. Mint Julep, of course, is the tradition, and they are expected to serve, get this, 120,000 of them will be consumed during Derby weekend. That's a lot of drinking. All right, this is how much stuff will go into the mint juleps this weekend. 1,000 pounds of fresh mint. That's half a ton of mint. That's a lot of mint. 60,000 pounds of ice and over, are you ready for this? 10,000 bottles of bourbon whiskey.
I would like to say that mint juleps are disgusting. So
I've tried them too, and you know I like fruity drinks. I could not do a mint
julep. That's not fruity.
No, it's minty. It's minty alcohol-y is what it is. I didn't like it either. But this is 10,000 bottles of bourbon whiskey. Now you know why a bourbon sponsor is the main sponsor for the Kentucky Derby.
Which bourbon is the main sponsor for the Derby?
I don't know this year. It has changed.
You dropped some knowledge, like you knew something.
This year.
I love doing a show where I just Google things.
You Google that up. Beer consumption is also a significant big surprise in Kentucky, with estimates reaching around 425,000 cans of beer consumed over the weekend. Just cops, just line up out of the parking lot and pull people over. You'll be able to ticket everybody coming out. Hot dogs, over 140.
Wait, I got the answer. Okay, Woodford
is Woodford.
The Derby.
It's still this year? Okay.
It's the official one, and then they always make like a Derby label for it.
By the way, Woodford is one of my favorite It's one of my favorite distilleries to visit when you're in Kentucky. It's just cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So beer, 425,000 cans. Hot dogs, 140,000 hot dogs. 18,000 barbecue sandwiches. 32,000 shrimp. 13,000 pounds of beef. And now get this, because strawberries and cream is a thing. A whopping 300,000 strawberries are used for the traditional strawberries and cream. And, of course, tens of thousands of cookies and assorted desserts. So,
how many people would go to the Kentucky Derby? Because, like, I would like to figure out...
It's usually about 150,000. And so you figure if there's 80,000 that show up Friday, today, for those races. So,
okay, so 150,000, that means 120,000 of those people have one mint julep apiece. Fun math. Fun math.
But then there's 425,000 cans of beer, too. So
yeah, you know, they get their fill.
It's adding up. It's adding up. Well, there you go. So there's some random facts. We'll actually talk about the horses here in a minute. We have three auditor birthdays on Derby weekend. Rebecca Upham Davis, Nikki Schilling, and Kayla Haynes. Happy birthday to all of you. We hope you have a winning weekend. See what I did there? See?
Glenn?
Yeah?
He's back.
Who's back?
Baby Groot is back.
Okay, so remind me and the others who... We know the name Baby Groot, but... You've had 1,000 horses, so...
Groot was the horse that I took to the Thoroughbred Makeover. Okay.
Oh, that's right. It's the one you shot the arrows off of.
Yes. I took this 3-year-old who was very baby then. He's not super baby now. And he did the Thoroughbred Makeover. We did the freestyle where I did mounted archery dressed like Katniss Everdeen, because why not? And then I also did the eventing portion where we finished. So he was fantastic. And afterwards, you know, the kind of the whole point was to get one, train it and sell it. And so I sold him for a very little amount to a girl who just really loved him. And it turns out she didn't love him that much, because she then turned around to sell him again about a year later, and he was not in great condition. And so me, along with another guy, bought him back. And with that, after buying back, he came back for training for a second time, and I'm part owner in him the second time. And then he went to go be a university equestrian team horse at one of the universities in Texas. Well, that university in Texas, very disorganized and didn't use him very much and lost all the paperwork. And it's this whole big mess. So I've now taken him back for a third time.
How old is
a bad
now?
Penny. Let's see. He was 2019. I don't know. 25, I think he's 9 or 10 now.
Okay. So he's not that old.
No, he's still young and everything. And so, yeah, he came back. And the worst part of the whole thing, I mean, he's back here. It's fine. He's great. Like, everything's fine. The worst part is, before he left, the most wonderful part of Groot was he had one of those really long, thick, big forelocks. Okay. And a student at said university on the equestrian team was told to go trim the horse's mane. Now, irresponsible for you to tell a child to go do that without knowing if they can do that. And then the child walked up to Groot with his shears and lopped off his forelock.
Straight across. Like, looks like a bowl cut.
I'm going to send you I took a picture yesterday, Glenn, just to make sure you guys really understood the severity of this issue. It is unbelievable. I'm going to text it to you.
Yeah,
right,
send
now.
It to me. I'll put it in the show notes so everybody can see it.
Oh my God, you guys. You can't even understand. Like, it's like Mo from the Three Stooges.
It is. Kind of, you're right. It is. It's straight across. It's just.
Or like, who is it? Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. He's the Dumb and Dumber character of Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Yeah. So you'll see it in the show notes if you're looking at it. Just go click on it. Did you get it yet, Glenn? I want to hear your reaction.
Oh, there it is. Just came in. Oh, all right. Oh, my God.
It's so bad. But Bear, Farm Boy was like,
okay, it's worse than in the other picture.
I know. Farm Boy was like, you know, can you get like some extensions or something?
Like a fake wig or something.
It's so bad. It's so bad. So he just lobbed it off like chunk straight across. So anyway,
he looks embarrassed too.
And he looks like that. Yeah. So super fun. I mean, like, and I'm trying to be nice to him, but it's like having a little special kid in the bar. We're just like, oh my God, I can't even look at you.
It is like, funny looking.
I don't know. It's so bad. Anyway, so he's back and he's, of course, a little bit off. So we're going to address that this week. And so I've been pulsing him and I did the red light therapy on him. So we'll see how that goes. And just got to get him lubed up again, get him fixed up, greased up, all the things, and start him back under saddle and see what he remembers. Now, I will tell you that one of the coolest things that I taught him was to come to the mounting block, where if I climb up on the mounting block, wherever he is, this is for the makeover, he would come and half pass over to me. So yesterday I put him in the round pen just to see his soundness. And he like took the two steps at a trot and was limping. And I was like, okay, stop, stop, stop. And he was like, wouldn't stop. So I climbed up on the mounting block and immediately stopped and came right over to the mounting block.
Oh, like, he remembered.
He remembered everything. Like, that's amazing. It was 2019. So this is pretty awesome. So his recall is good. So I'm hoping that we'll get him nice and sound and healthy and happy. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I don't need another horse, so I don't know.
Well, maybe we can find him a permanent home to live.
Oh my
to live
God,
out
that'd
his
be
life.
So nice. It'd be so nice.
All right. Well, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. I'm sure that some of those products you talked about earlier will be going into this horse. So,
oh God, yeah.
Let's hear from them, and then we're going to come back with our Kentucky Derby preview of the horses running in the 151st Kentucky Derby.
Frequently Asked Questions brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. My older gelding is having trouble holding his weight, and I'm afraid to feed him any more senior feed. He gets all the hay he wants. What do you recommend? Many older horses are eventually unable to maintain acceptable body condition on a typical diet of hay and grain alone. When you want to add calories without the risk of digestive upset, we recommend Equijoule Rice Bran. It is an excellent source of easy-to-digest calories for older horses. The fat in Equijoule is a concentrated energy source. It will increase calorie consumption and improve body condition without risking grain overload. Start your older horse on 1/4 pound per day and work up to 1 or 2 pounds per day over a few weeks. Remember, small meals fed 3 to 4 times per day will help your older horse better utilize the feed. You can learn more about Equijoule at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Let's... Okay, so I didn't know you were going to play that, but what's funny is I was watching some races at Oaklawn and they have Bugler.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's like 127 years old, and it was
so slow, like that one.
But like it was like da, 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 da. Like, oh my God, I could play it better on my recorder. Anyway, so I thought we'd go through the horses real quick. I got a chance, Glenn, to go to Churchill Downs last Monday. For those who ever go to the Kentucky 3-day, on the Monday through Friday leading up to the Derby, they open the track for people to come in and watch the Derby horses exercise. And so some of them will breeze and some of them will just gallop. And it's really fun to watch. I'd never done it before, so I went this time. And so we're watching the horses go and looking at them all. And I mean, they're all just monsters, right? Like, they're all just like on the muscle, super fit, best shape of their life. But I saw one horse breeze by and I was like, holy God, that horse is amazing. I was like, that is the fastest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Okay, that's the one, everybody, just to if you haven't listened to the show for a long time, that's the one you don't bet on.
Well, the problem is it hurt. Let me tell you why it hurts. His name is Citizen Bull. Trained
by Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert.
And I was like, I can't. But it's not his fault that he's trained by Bob Baffert. And for those who don't know, this is Bob Baffert's first.
Okay. That's rationalizing right there. That's rationalizing.
Well, I mean, he was like, I was like, holy cow, that horse is amazing. I didn't know who it was. I videoed him and I had to pause the video and like zoom in on the saddle towel to even see what his name was. That's how fast he was going. I couldn't even see it. But anyway, Bob Baffert is back this year after a 3-year suspension for using drugs for violations, many violations. And they finally culminated in that. So anyway, not awesome that I saw that horse, but Citizen Bull. No, in the one hole. Then we have Neo Equus. Then we have Final Gambit. And now Rodriguez, the other Bob Baffert horse, scratched last night. So he's not going to be in there. American Promise. Okay. You hear the name American Promise, trained by D. Wayne Lucas. American Promise. Do you know who his daddy is?
No, who?
Justify. Not American Pharoah.
Yeah, I would have thought American Pharoah.
Yeah, exactly, with all the American everything. But yeah, so they named the horse due to their love for America and a previous horse they used to have called Summer Promise. So American Promise, D. Wayne Lucas.
American Promise is sitting at 12-1 too. It's doing pretty good.
These odds are, they keep changing. Yeah. Admire Daytona is a Japanese horse. Luxor Cafe, another Japanese horse. And both those horses have ran against each other in the past. Journalism is he the favorite right now?
Yeah, it's at 7-2 right now.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Then we've got Burnham Square. Let's see. Grande Scratch this morning, you guys. Todd Pletcher's horse, ridden by John Velasquez. So Grande has scratched and... oh no, that's Mike Rapoli's horse. Oh, bummer. Okay, have you seen the new documentary on Netflix, Glenn?
Which one?
Ride race for the Crown.
No, huh?
It's a new Netflix documentary, and it shows like all the kind of people behind the scenes, the trainers, the jockeys. It kind of like it's a documentary, like 8 episodes long, and we watched it in Kentucky every night. We binge watched it every night. Oh my God, it's so good.
Is it good? Yeah.
Yes, it's great. Because you see a lot of people, you're like, oh my God, what a douchebag. And then you see like, I can root for him. He's real cool. And then you're like, oh, that guy's gross. Like, you know, it was great. But Mike Rapoli is in it, and just, you can't not love him. Oh, I'm so sad his horse is out. That's a bummer. Flying Mohawk, East Avenue, Publisher, Tiztastic, Render Judgment. I'm going to go over a couple of these in a second because I have some info about some of them. We got Coal Battle, Sandman, Sovereignty. That's how you say it. Chunk of Gold.
By the way, Sandman, 5-1.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh my God. He is the most beautiful gray. He just won the Arkansas Derby. So he's coming off a huge win. Now I saw Citizen Bull. If I'm a betting woman, which I am, I would probably put some money on Luxor Cafe. He has won 4 in a row. So he's
13-1. It. 13-1 currently.
Yeah, yeah. Good price. And he's an American Pharoah baby. So
that's one of the Japanese horses. And we looked it up before the show. There's 2 Japanese horses in this one. And only once before, I think, a Japanese horse has won.
Seattle Slough, I believe. Yeah. So it happens. He's at Luxor Cafe is the Japanese horse. He has beaten the other one like 4 times. So the other Japanese horse. Now, the horse Render Judgment. Okay. Mm. Do you know who owned Render Judgment?
Yeah, this is a sad story.
Oh, Toby Keith. He dreamed of going to the Kentucky Derby, And apparently the trainer was like, I don't really think this is, might be not be the horse. And they were like, we're going. If we can get in, we're going. So the family of Toby Keith will be there. You know, we lost Toby Keith.
Well, he died last year, right? I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And for Oklahoma, it's fresh. like, because he was an Oklahoma boy. Yeah. And I mean, he was at Remington all the time. I always saw him there. He's a huge racehorse fan. And to have a horse in the Derby, he's got to be smiling down on that. A couple kind of, I don't love a publisher. Still a maiden. Publisher has raced 12 times and he is 0-for-12. Okay.
How did he even qualify for this?
Second place and third place and get the points for it. It's just point totals. Flying Mohawk has actually never raced on dirt, has only run on grass. Now, I mean, they train on grass, but has never run on, they train on dirt, but he's never raced on dirt. And then we've got Burnham Square is one you have to root for because he's the only gelding in the field. Gelding Power.
Well, and I'm rooting for Coal Battle just because we talked about Coal Battle before on the show. That's the 72-year-old trainer out of Louisiana. He's never even entered a horse in a graded stakes race, much less one. So here is Coal Battle that, you know, went to the Rebel and did all of that. I just think it's a great story, and I like the story, and I like the name. So he might be in one of my top three picks.
And I saw Coal Battle. I'll send you a picture of him. He is really
impressive. Black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he was running by black, dark. He was dark. And then you've got Sandman on the opposite spectrum, who is the most stunningly. Okay. I'm going to give you ladies a hot tip. You'll see it if you're watching all the Derby coverage. The guy who owns Sandman, hot. So there you go. Sorry. Honey, are you asleep? Okay. It's fine. So those are kind of the ones. So if I was picking.
Well, we have to pick our top three. It's a rule.
I know, but I don't want to pick Citizen Bull, but I want to pick Citizen Bull. You know what?
You cannot. Maybe. After all you've said about this man, you cannot.
I know, but I did love
you would
the
be
horse.
A okay. traitor.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe I'll just put money on him and not tell you. Okay, let's go with that. So Luxor Cafe, I would say number one for me. I would say then the rest are just emotional. American Promise and Render Judgment.
So you're doing American Promise and Render Judgment. Okay. All right. So you have Luxor Cafe, American Promise, and Render Judgment, and we're gonna have everybody else pick their trifectas in the auditor room as well. All right. I came up with mine, and you know I usually do it by name, and most of these are by name. So journalism, I got to pick journalism because you know I'm owned by a journalism company. So
did you consider yourself a journalist?
No, we have never considered ourselves journalists. We are anti-journalists. But I am owned by a journalism company. And, you know, several of our hosts are really good at journalism, right? So got to pick journalism. My next one is Sandman, because I like the name Sandman. I just do. So I pick, and he happens to be the favorite, which is in my favor this year. And I never pick the favorites. And then Coal Battle, just because of the whole story of the trainer. So
see, mine are stories too, but like then you've got Tiztastic. It was trained by Steve Asmussen. And Steve Asmussen has the most Derby entries in history without having a victory.
Is that true?
Okay.
You just assume he's won one.
He's never won. He has the most. So you know what? I'm going to put Tiztastic in instead of American Promise.
Okay. So I got to change. All right. I got it.
He also has
your final answer?
In there too. He also has publisher. Oh man. I don't know.
I thought about doing publisher, but what you said about publisher just made me a little leery.
Yeah. He's never won anything. Yeah. You know what? Main thing is I'm going to go with.
He's
Luxor
an American
Cafe
Pharaoh baby
win.
Though. So there's that.
I know.
This is so hard. The other one, a name I really liked, of course, is Flying Mohawk. If I'm going to go with the out there name, it'd be Flying Mohawk. But then said kind of made me shy
I'm
away.
You know what? You can still pick. I'm just trying to help our betting friends because, I mean, I'm basically a handicapper at this point and I'm a
professional. That's right. An expert. Yep.
And you should totally. I just thought American Promise is so pretty. You know what? Go back to my original. I can't change it because then I'll screw it up.
Yeah. You know what, everybody? If we looked back over the years, I've picked by name. And if we looked back over the years, I've probably been right more than you have. I've been
you have
damn
totally
lucky.
Been right. You have been right way more than me. Like it's embarrassing. I mean,
that shows you how much science there really is to this handicapping thing.
I mean, especially with 20 horses in the field. Oh, Baze is
ridiculous.
Baze? Biza? How did you say it?
B
B-A-E-Z-E. So he's in.
And the longest shot, if you're going to go for the longest shot, it's Nyquist. So what's Nyquist's story there? Nyquist is currently at 53-1.
Do you guys realize I'm on this tiny laptop, so it's hard for me to go through things.
Okay, so he was third in the Fountain of Youth in the Florida Derby. While he qualified for the Derby, he was not a top contender in those races, and at a mile and a quarter distance might be a challenge. So that's why he is currently 53-1.
Nyquist. There's going to be a mouthful for Larry Colmus.
Yeah, I don't think I'll have to say it much, to be honest. Unless it's a mind the bird situation. All right, so we have our official picks. Lexor Cafe, you have Tiztastic, and...
I think I went back to American Promise and then Render Judgment. And Render Judgment, if Render Judgment won, that would be so cool because that's like Oklahoma thing, you know, with Toby Keith. Yeah. So that would be great. So I you know what? Honestly, and this sounds terrible. I just pull for a happy, safe race where everybody ends up healthy at the end.
And we win some money.
Well, I always want to win money, and I'm going to be at the track too. So,
yes, you're going to want to bet even more. Although it's probably easier to bet on your app than it is at the track, actually, to bet too much.
Not when you're in a suite, Glenn. Yeah.
All right, there it is. We'll post in the auditor room, and then we'll go over all of this in a review on Monday. We're going to play some trivia here all about the Derby coming up right after Jamie tells us about equine discounts. You know, you're going to need this after you lose money in the Derby, so.
I don't need any help. I'm going to be like, oh, we're going to shop at Equine Discounts. I'm spending all the money there. Equine Discounts provides exclusive discounts on nationally known products for everyone in the horse world. Partners include John Deere, Big Ass Fans, Sherwin-Williams, ODP Business Solutions, Farmers Insurance, and Pest Bets. They offer equine members steep discounts on everything from paint fans, office supplies, and pet insurance to farm equipment such as tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and gators. Oh, I'm getting close to needing a new one of those. Anyone with a paid membership to any equine association qualifies for equine discounts. Whether you're a member of a national association or a local equine affiliate, you qualify by me being a member of the equine world. This is so cool. A percentage of every sale through equine discounts is returned to the equine industry. Call 866-678-4289 to see how an equine association member, you can save money while helping support the industry at the same time.
Well, it's that time of year. It's the time for our annual Derby trivia. And we have two teams here playing today. Jamie, of course, is on one team because I always make her play. So, Jamie, you're on a team with one of our listeners named Kimberly Watts. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Glenn. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, teammate. Are you ready to kick some butt?
Yeah, this is not my best topic, but I'm counting on you to carry us.
We'll see.
And Kim, you're in California, right?
I am.
All right, good. So you guys, hopefully between the two of you, you'll do well. And on the next team, we have a couple of auditors. We have Shelley and Elizabeth. Hi, guys. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Shelley, where are you from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut? Okay. And Elizabeth, where are you from?
I'm in Maryland.
All right. So we have.
It seems like so NPR to me. To like when those like, wait, don't tell me. And they're like people from all over the country talking. This is so cool. Technology is amazing.
We seem to have broken it out. West Coast to East Coast versus East Coast here is how it turned out.
Well, I'll take West Coast. You can call me that.
Yeah. Well, you're closer than the rest of them. So we have two rounds here, three questions for each team. We'll go back and forth. You can't steal. We're just keeping this simple. You either get it right or wrong. So we're going to get started with this Derby trivia. Oh, by the way, if you get the question right, you'll hear this. Wrong, you'll hear this. I like that one.
I love that. Better than the stupid basketball buzzer you always play.
I was even tired of the basketball buzzer, so I got rid of it. All right. Did you come up with team names? Jamie, do you have a team name?
Kim, what's our team name?
Shoot. I sent you a list, but I forgot what it was. How about the...
I remember what you said that I liked. She called us the Chardonnays.
Okay. The Chardonnays. Perfect. I've drank with Kim before, and I've drank with Jamie before. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Shelley and Elizabeth, did you come up with a name?
I missed that. I didn't know that was part of the assignment. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, we'll call you guys Nameless.
Great.
Yeah, perfect. The Nameless team. All right. Wonder if there was ever a resource called Nameless. That's a good question for trivia. All right. No cheating, no looking at Google, none of that stuff. And we're going to start with Jamie and Kimberly the Chardonnays because they actually had a name. So we'll start with them.
Okay.
What is the...
Let me remind everybody that this trivia, remember, if you win, you will get a check in the mail from Glenn for $1 million.
That's right. Yeah, look for that. Be waiting by the mailbox for that one.
I'm retiring as soon as my check comes in.
So you guys, this is Team Chardonnay. What is the first questions are very simple. I'm getting you warmed up.
Okay.
What is the official nickname of the Kentucky Derby? The Run for the Roses, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, or the Triple Crown opener?
Run for the Roses?
There you go.
Yes, it is. Good job. Well done. Okay. You get one. 1 point.
I hope these get better. This got to get a little tougher.
Well, you complained that in past years they were too tough. So now I just started out slow. All right. So now we have no name. The Nameless team.
Actually, I changed their name. So I grew up riding a horse named Eminon. And Eminon was my like favorite horse, my little lesson horse I learned on. And Eminon spelled backwards is no name. So I think we call them Team Eminon in honor of my favorite boy.
Okay. She just did that because she knew I wouldn't be able to pronounce it correctly. So Eminon. Okay.
Eminon. Eminon.
I love it, Jamie.
All right, Team Eminon. Sounds like Eminem. What is the name?
Eminon, okay.
What is the name of the famous spires located at Churchill Downs? The Derby Towers, the Churchill Pillars, or the Twin Spires?
Twin Spires.
Yes. All right. Now the easy ones are over. Now we get harder. Back to Chardonnays. Jamie and Kimberly. How many Triple Crown winners have there been in history as of this year? 9, 10, or 13 Triple Crown winners through history?
Jamie, what are you saying?
13.
Okay.
Do you agree with that? Is that final answer?
13.
That is correct. I thought you'd go with 10. I thought I would have went with 10. Good job. Did you know that or did you guess, Jamie?
I knew that. Oh. I don't even need multiple choice for these, Glenn.
Okay, so Team Eminon, what it was the original purse offered for the winner of the first Kentucky Derby in 1875?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Actually, we've had this one in the trivia before. $1,600, $2,850, or $5,000?
What do you think, Elizabeth?
I think $2,850, but I do not rely on me.
Yeah, let's go with that, because I don't know either.
Boy, first instincts are correct.
Yes!
Yay!
Nice!
I thought you were going to talk each other out of the $2,850. I was just waiting.
I think I remember that episode.
Yeah.
It sounded familiar.
That was years ago. I took this one from like 5 years ago or something. So good listening. Good listening.
Right. 2-2.
2-2. All right. Back to Team Chardonnay. Which of the following Kentucky Derby winners was gelded? Exterminator, Swaps, or Carryback?
Are you talking about was gelded after or was a gelding?
No, was a gelding, basically.
I think it was Exterminator.
Okay, that was when my second guess, but okay.
What was your first guess?
Not Swaps, the other one.
Carryback?
I was thinking that one, but let's go with your answer. You're better about the no balls questions than I am.
I don't know this one. I just know that I've never heard of a lot of like Exterminator offspring. So I don't know.
Yeah,
let's go with Exterminator.
I will tell you there's been more than one that was a gelding that actually won. They're just not on this list. So we're going with Exterminator, is that final answer?
Yeah.
She sounds so positive. It was correct.
Oh.
That is correct. Well done. All right, now we're back to Team Eminon. Which horse, despite never winning the Kentucky Derby, is considered to be many is considered by many to be one of the greatest racehorses of all time and has had a significant impact on racing. Citation, Man of War, or Native Dancer. So basically, one of those never won the Kentucky Derby. Citation, Man of War, or Native Dancer.
What do you think,
Shelley? I think, I want to say Native Dancer.
I was going to say Citation, but
no, Citation's a Triple Crown winner.
It doesn't matter. You're both wrong. Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's a Man of War. He never won the Kentucky Derby. He didn't start racing it. Samuel Riddle thought that, oh God, I'm going to nerd out.
Jamie, you have to let them finish talking their answer through.
Our final answer is Man of War.
Yeah, see? That's correct.
3-3.
Jamie's so excited she couldn't hold back.
I was like, oh my God. I'm starting to sweat.
That's funny.
Listeners are in the car when you can't think of a word and we're driving in our car listening to you guys going, we're yelling it.
Oh, I know. I am clear that you guys yell at me all the time and it's fine. So I got to yell back. So it's fine. Everybody else was yelling too. So it's fine. 3-3.
Can't believe you did that. All right. We're into round two and it is tied up 3-3. Okay, Team Chardonnay, what color horse has won the most Kentucky Derbies? Bay, chestnut, or brown?
Ooh, that's a tricky question.
And it's close, by the way. It's close.
I mean, I do love me a chestnut.
But I see so many more bays always.
And everything is
throwing in a brown, that sounds weird to me.
Yeah. So you want to go with bay?
I mean, how many thoroughbreds have you seen that are bay compared to everything else?
So I was thinking about it, 90% of the horses I get in for training are bay and the other 10% are chestnut. So
statistically speaking, I would say bay but I'm trying to think of horses. I mean, but then all I think of are chestnuts that have won.
I know. Oh my God. Let's go with my first thought was chestnut. Your first thought was bay. We'll go with yours. We'll go with bay.
Chestnut, Glenn. Okay.
We got it.
All right, good.
It was bays were 56, chestnut 48, and brown 31. I don't know what they classified as brown. Something other than bay, I guess.
The brown is the dark bays, basically. Like, dark bay or brown.
Okay, gotcha. So, all right. So, Team Eminon, Shelley, and Elizabeth, what letter has the most Kentucky Derby winners' names started with? So,
oh my God.
Wait.
I don't know this one.
B.
Multiple choice.
B, C, or S. And it's a long, the winner is S. A long way away.
S.
Is that your final answer?
Absolutely. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
This is the first time that people have gotten all the answers ever in history of trivia. By the way, it was S with 19, B with 13, and C with 12.
So, wow.
4-4.
God, this is exciting. Usually it's just nobody gets any of them. So this is Team Chardonnay. What horse was the biggest long shot to win the Kentucky Derby? Rich Strike, Donna Rail, or Mind That Bird?
I think most recently it was Rich Strike. I think he went off at 80-1.
That was the most recent. And we just did a whole bunch of stuff on Mind That Bird, but I don't think, even though he's a long shot, was it that big of a long shot?
He was 50-1, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Donna Rail because that was a billion years ago.
Yeah, that's before my time even.
Yeah, you're not that much older than me. I would go with Rich Strike. I think he was 81, but watch John Earl be 99-1 or something ridiculous.
It was Donna Rail, 91-1.
Dang!
In 1913. Finally, I tricked you on one. Yes. All right. I feel like I'm winning when you don't get them. So
then you're losing.
This is Eminon. Let's see. Okay, what was the name of the first filly to win the Kentucky Derby? Regret, Genuine Risk, or Winning Colors? First filly to win the Kentucky Derby.
Want to say Regret. What do you think?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And they take the lead. Oh.
They're in the lead, Kim. What's going on?
Well, all right. So now we're at 5-4, and this is the final question. So, Team Chardonnay, you're going to be drinking if you don't get this right.
Who is drinking anyway?
Who is the oldest Kentucky Derby winning jockey? Bill Shoemaker, Mike Smith, or John?
Are you talking about oldest, but that they're still alive?
Nope, they were just the oldest at the time they won. Mm. So these are the oldest Kentucky Derby winning jockey at the time they won. So Bill Shoemaker, Mike Smith, or John Velasquez?
I think it's Mike Smith.
Okay.
Tastes like vinegar saying that.
I feel like Glenn would put that question in there just to torment you.
I did, yeah. By the way. I had to get one with Mike Smith in there somewhere.
Yeah, so then let's go with that one just to torment, because I think he did it on purpose.
Oh, it was what? Bill Shoemaker was 54. Mike Smith was 52.
Oh, gosh.
Velasquez was
like 57.
48. So there you go.
All right. Well, we're not going to win the million.
No. Do you want your last question, Team Eminon? Do you want to try the last one and just rub it in their faces?
Hell yeah, they do.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
Let's bring it. Especially because Jamie's going to blurt out the answer.
Which jockey has won the most Kentucky Derbies? Eddie Arcaro, Bill Shoemaker, or Angel Cordero? Eddie Arcaro, Bill Shoemaker, or Angel Cordero? Most Kentucky Derbies. I feel like they say this every time they have coverage of it.
I think Eddie Arcaro.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah!
That is a perfect score. They got all of them. Well done. Do you know, Jamie, what both of them wrote to me when they signed up for this? I know nothing about the Derby, but I'll play. They both said.
Shelly obviously does.
I did a little bit of research this week. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, we're studying for this?
I did not.
I just brushed my hair.
I did not study. I barely got any sleep.
All right, I'll just do the tiebreaker, and the first one to blurt out the answer, we'll get a bonus point. Which woman jockey has had the best finish for a female jockey in the Kentucky Derby? Who has finished the highest?
Julie Crone.
Rosie Napravnik.
Yep. Correct, Rosie Napravnik.
That is
yes.
Fifth in 2013, because I knew Jamie would give the other answer. I knew you would.
That's because your obsession with Rosie Napravnik needs to stop.
No, it stopped the day she blew me off when I tried to talk to her at the one party we were at. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, that stopped.
That's right.
That day.
She was pretty rude.
She was really rude. So that was it. I was out. So, well, thank you all for playing, and congratulations, Team Eminon. Yay!
$1 million. And what's really cool is you both get a check for $1 million. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah. And get those in the mail.
Don't bother sending me your address.
Time.
I already have your address. Don't bother sending it. I'll get it off to you.
Okay. I'm going to quit my job as soon as we get off the phone.
Yes, same here. I'm at work right now, actually.
You all can bail out. Thanks for joining us, except for Kimberly. We have to talk to you for a minute. So, Kim has to hang on. Bye, guys. Have a good Derby day. I wanted to mention to everybody that I will start a Derby chat like we always do in the auditor room. So in the comments, you can chat. So there'll be a Derby chat in the auditor room. But Kim, we're running out of... Are you signed up for the Alaska cruise?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Not. Yeah, you were the first ones to sign up. And I was so excited.
I was the first, but right in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so excited. But there's a couple of rooms left. So if you were to tell somebody that's on the fence right now about coming on one of our cruises, what would you say?
Oh my gosh, we have the best time. And you don't have to know about horses. So like my husband loves it and he totally looks forward to it. And the biggest thing he does with horses is hug them. And that's about it.
Aww. But
we have so much fun. There's so many different activities. And gosh, we've met people that we are still really good friends with that aren't anywhere near us. And as far as location goes, it's just the best time. And obviously, Alaska.
You know what's amazing, too, about it? There's a ship with 6,000 people on it, and all day long, we're running into each other. It's I don't know how that happens because the ships are so big, especially the last one we did. And yet we're still running into each other at breakfast all day long. So it's so much fun. It is a good time. And the one thing I heard from a couple people at Equine Affair, they said their husbands were the ones dragging their feet. And I told them, look, the husbands that come on this trip have a great time because there's other horse husbands to talk to. So,
oh, they have the best. Yeah. And I saw Kelly last weekend, right when I was riding my horse down the street, and I confirmed that they're coming as well. So,
oh, good. Yay. They were the best. They won the best dressed award for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They definitely won that. All right. So, if you want to go to Alaska with a whole bunch of fun people, I think there's 47 or 48 signed up now. This will be a record number. There's only a couple cabins left for the whole ship. So, definitely go to horseradionetwork.com/cruise and sign up today. Well, we're going to get to some winners and really bad ads in just a second. But as horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can add up quickly, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you the financial peace of mind you've been looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can choose Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals. I didn't know there were that many, that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for the lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval, to learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed.
You're never going to believe this. Care Credit had a booth in the middle of the steeplechase course on cross country.
Really?
At Kentucky 3-day. And I'm not kidding you, Glenn. The Care Credit booth, like little tent, was the place to go because they were giving away the best stuff. They gave away, everybody was carrying around these Care Credit, like little horsey tote bags. And then when you go to the booth, which had a line, like all the time, I met the ladies from Care Credit. Oh my God, they're the nicest people ever. But they give you, they were giving away this little water bottle with this little horse head on it. And then they gave away like a little cell phone holder with little horses on it. Everything was so adorable. And the tote bag, oh my God, it was like the destination place. Well,
they got the right swag, didn't they? We need to get their swag.
They had the best stuff. I think they gave away like 5,000 of these tote bags. It was insane. They were, and they're the nicest people in the world. And they, I mean, it was awesome. So it was really nice to meet the ladies of Care Credit I got it.
Well, shout out to them. And they knew who you were.
They were, I was like, hi, I'm Jamie. I do your commercials. They were like, oh my God, hey. It was great. Here, have a pencil. You know, I was like, yes. It was awesome.
All right. Thanks to Care Credit for coming back and sponsoring the show. We really appreciate it. But now it's time to give away some prizes.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, we are going to be giving away some prizes, of course, for really bad ads that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook. We have a few less today, partly because we knew this show was going to be running a little bit long, but we're going to do it. We're going to have some fun with some ads a little later, and we're going to give away some prizes first. So every month we have prizes that we give away to people who submit ads, and if they submit an ad, a vocal ad, where they actually record it and send it in, then they get 2.2 submissions, and they get three if they submit an ad where they do it in an accent other than their own. And we had a few of those this month, not as many as usual, though. So people have been slacking off. You know, you can do this very easily. Go to horseradionetwork.com on your phone. Go to your browser, go to horseradionetwork.com. And there's a voicemail button. Just click that and you can click the little, you just start talking and you can record the ad. It comes automatically to us. You don't even have to send it.
You guys can do that like for anything. If you just want to say something, like you have an opinion or you hate Glenn and you love me, you can just get on that voicemail and just record a voicemail directly over, and we will, I mean, heck, We'll probably play it on the air. Like, do it. Send me some messages.
The first prizes is two of the bedding blockers. The bedding blocker is a specialized, easy-to-install system designed to maintain cleaner stalls and aisles. It's installed at the base of a stall door openings, and this keeps, basically, it gives a place for the horse's feet to wipe and keeps your aisles from getting all dirty. And these, I got to tell you, this company also has something called, what's it called? Chew blocker. And it's for, you know, an anti-chew spray thing. And I got to tell you, Jennifer's new horse chews on the metal. I think he's just teething. He's like 4 years old or whatever. I don't know. He just does it. And you spray that on there, it stopped him immediately. Better than anything else we've ever used. Yeah. Better
Did
than
it burn your eyeballs when you sprayed
no,
it?
No, no. And I thought about that too, because some of them just smell horrendous.
Yeah.
But this one did not. But anyway, we're going to give away.
Do they have something called... So bedding, what was it called? Biting blocker? What was it called?
The bedding blocker.
Yeah, but what's the chew on? Chew blocker?
Chew block.
Okay, do they have a kick
chew
block?
Chew blocker.
Do they have a kick block? Because I swear to God, no. Maverick, stop kicking the wall. He just like compulsively kicks, and he's got the rings on and everything, and it doesn't matter. He just compulsively kicks, and he kicked my automatic waterer. Stop him, Maverick! And you hear a kick and you just yell his name and he puts his head out like, what? I didn't do nothing. Huh? Like, Maverick!
All right, we're going to pick a winner of the betting blockers. So let me get the list up. Between 1 and 185.
7.
Number 7 is Nikki Schilling. So congratulations, Nikki. We'll get a hold of you and have those sent out to you. Carrots submitted a prize this month, and it's a Carrots Horse Grooming Barn Caddy. These caddies are really nice, by the way. It has multiple interior and exterior quick access pockets, and it's a dual carrier. It has a shoulder strap to make it easy if you have a whole bunch of stuff in it. It's a durable mesh bottom, allows dust and debris to fall through. It's water-resistant nylon. These are really nice. Of course, anything from Carrots is nice. And we're going to be giving away one of these worth $59 and between 1 and 185.
42.
Hannah Jacobson. Congratulations, Hannah. You now have a barn caddy from Carrots. Two winners will each get three 45-ounce bags of stud muffins, including original stud muffin slims, and stud muffins peppermint. You all know how much we love stud muffins. We have loved stud muffins since they came out.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Our horses love it.
Yes, our horses love it. Scooter especially loves it. He has to get the low-sugar stud muffin slims because he's a little fat right now. But yeah, these are terrific. Everybody loves stud muffins. You all know what they are. And this is a lot. This is three 45-ounce bags each. So pick a winner between 1 and 185.
185.
Savannah K. Happy birthday. Savannah K., congratulations on winning stud muffins. It is your birthday. It is your birthday. All right. Let's see here. Another winner.
17.
Hold on. Let me go back to the other end. Christy Collins.
Yay!
Congratulations, Christy. You also are a winner of some stud muffins. A lot of stud muffins. Not just some stud muffins, a lot. So thank you, everybody, for participating. We really appreciate it. Everybody that submitted Smiths from now on will be in for next month's prizes, and I do have those, so we'll announce that next week. All right, Isabel sent the first one in. This is a long one. Let me get a drink, because this is a long one. All right, this is Minnesota Horses, for sale. Unholy Reinsman saddle for the chunkiest of horses. Listen, I didn't want to sell this saddle. I love this saddle. I whisper to this saddle. We've bonded spiritually, emotionally, and cosmically. But none of my horses fit into this glorious beast because apparently I raise supermodels with spines like Doritos.
What?
This Reinsman Park and Trail saddle is built for a horse with curves. We're talking propane tank energy curves. We're talking built like the drinks beer and watches NASCAR energy. We've got a wide load equine. Oh, you got a wide load equine with junk in the trunk? This saddle was made for them. Let's break this down before I start crying into the bucket of oats. 16-inch seat, big enough for your entire emotional baggage. 7-inch gullet, wide enough to smuggle a watermelon. If you're nearby, come see it, touch it, caress it, bond with it.
Good God.
Let it whisper, I'm ready to ride again. DM for questions, more pics, or just share your pain because your horses are also shaped like triangles and betrayal. Well, just writer.
That was well done.
Let this saddle go to a good home, one with a wide-backed, majestic beast who deserves to ride in comfort, because I cannot emotionally afford to keep walking past it like the divorce papers I never signed. This is your sign. The saddle wants freedom. I want closure. Let's make it happen.
I have a saddle like that for sale, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
That you need closure from?
I just need closure. Yeah.
Is it made for a wide, super wide, fat horse?
No.
No?
It's opposite of that saddle. It's a tiny dressage saddle, but it's really nice. And I'm like, oh, I wish it would have worked, but I end up buying a different one. And so I still have this one. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Anybody needs a nice Equipe dressage saddle, let me know. The next one comes from Melody Rose. Melody, this is from the Yucca Valley Equestrian Forum. Where is Yucca Valley? Sounds very Arizona-like.
Yeah. Or New Mexico. I don't know.
Anybody with a fantastic attitude, quick light hands, and Velcro on your butt wanting free board for yours. This is a long
California
sentence.
By the way.
Hold on. Oh, California. Okay, this is a question. I got to read it different. Anybody with a fantastic attitude, quick light hands, and Velcro in the butt wanting free board for yours in trade to ride the hair off my gelding for 60 days? 24 by 24 corral, shade, wind block, amazing feed, round pin, trails out the gate, and an old lady horse to borrow. I need my auto to be a solid citizen going into Texas to race. I'm broken. I'm broken and fat. It takes two people to pop me up, and I can't get him to stand next to the porch so I can launch. Hold on. I can't see this here. So I can launch. Oh God, I can't get him to stand next to the porch so I can launch from the stairs. Kidding. I don't know two people and I haven't launched anything since 2010. Send a note. I'm always home.
Oh, here. I know what today's theme is. Cleverly written ads. That's what today's theme is.
Yeah, they're kidding.
This one was by Patty. Sent this one in. This is from the Iowa Rehoming something, hitching something. I don't know. Hitching post, probably. I'm Ace. Yep, a 15-year-old gelding standing a proud and slightly underestimated 14.3 hands high. I know. I'm not winning any beauty contests, but hey, I've got personality, mystery, and ancestry. They pulled my DNA, and it turns out I'm part Tennessee walking horse and part Missouri foxtrotter. Should have a gait. Fancy, right? Explains my natural go and my dislike of being lumped in with those quarter horse types. No offense, but I'm built different. People used to ride me like I was average. Phew. Nobody recognized the magnificent weirdo in their barn. But my current human, she saw something in me. She gave me a spa day, okay, fine, a pedicure, called in the tooth fairy in mid-March, got my vaccines, and gave me a glow-up with some good grub.
These even are did crazy, like, really good, funny ads.
I know. Even did the whole Coggins thing. Ouch, rude. I enjoy getting brushed in all the usual human rituals, mounting, vet visits, farrier visits. I'm chill about it. Traveling, sure. It's a weird metal box, but I've made peace with it. Here's the thing. This is the butt.
Here's your butt.
Yeah, this is the thing. I like to go. My current human, she's more of a whoa kind of gal. So do I trot off into a new chapter? Maybe find someone who appreciates my pep and lets me strut my foxtrot and stuff? I'm polite on the ground, fine with stall or pasture, and just looking for a new pasture and partner who gets me. Bonus points if you bring snacks. So if you're looking for a slightly odd, full of character gelding with a need for speed and a love for grooming, I'm your guy. Let's make some hoof prints together. Do you think that was written by AI, by the way?
I don't know. That was super cute. I know. I want him. And then I looked at the picture and he is very ugly.
Yeah. He's kind of just average looking. By the way, that speed thing with the gated horses, Jennifer's horse. Oh my God. That horse can move out.
Wow.
They do really do move out. They leave the quarter horses in the dust. So
I get
that part.
This horse looks like Carl.
Yes.
Craigslist Carl. Yeah,
Craigslist Carl. Kind of does. So, kind of plain.
When I say a horse is ugly, don't worry. I have a barn full of those angels.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Nikki and Christy both sent the next one in. Y'all must live near each other because this is from the Southern Ohio Horse and Tack Facebook page. I need to remind you all that I don't read these before I've read them out loud. So it's as surprising to me what I'm going to read as it is to you. Mini Mule for sale. He's supposed to be a 3-year-old John Mini Mule. He's a turd. If you if you catch him, you bought him. Oh my God, he's so cute.
He is cute. But he looks like he'd be hard to catch. He does look like he's hard to catch.
He's wearing a halter too, and he's 7,000 pounds. That is the fattest mini donkey I've ever seen. Oh my God, if you catch him, you bought him. That's nice. That's nice.
Thank you to Nikki and Christy for sending those in. Heather sent in the trailer of the week. Oh my God, it's not the usual. Let's just say that this trailer has wheels. It's not completely rusted out.
It's going with the theme of the ads. It's actually not bad. No, it's just weird.
It's just, it's got a special characteristic. I'll read the ad first. $8,000. Okay, that's too much.
Oh, never mind.
That's too much. 16-foot calico bumper pull stock trailer used to move horses and cows. But mostly used to haul wedding tables and chairs a few times. Oh, that explains it. A few times in the last few years. New wiring lights, brand new paint all over, inside and out. Oh, my God. Tires in good condition with a spare tire. Perfect for your 4-H horse or steers or wedding bar business. And this is in Montana. Okay, this is an older trailer, but it's in good shape. It is the top's on it. It doesn't have holes. The glass is in it where there's supposed to be glass. The hitch works. The tires are full of air. And it is painted what color, Jamie?
Well, here's the title of the ad. Pink Pony Club. Na, 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 pink. It is Pepto-Bismol pink inside and out.
And guess what color house I grew up in as a child?
Shut up. Your house was that color?
This Pepto-Bismol pink, the entire house.
Who painted your house Pepto-Bismol
pink?
Well,
apparently before my parents bought it, the people who had it got, they were getting rid of paint at the paint store, and the color they had was Pepto-Bismol pink, and they were selling it for like a dollar a can.
No way.
So they painted the whole freaking two-story house in this color. Do you know what it was like, four boys growing up in a pink house in the middle of the street?
Oh my God, that's right. There was four boys. They're just trying to make sure you are in touch with your feminine side.
It was easy to say, which house do you live in? Oh, the pink one. So it was easy to say that. We're the only pink one in town. So.
That is crazy. I never knew that your house was Pepto-Bismol pink.
Pepto-Bismol pink. We spent 2 years as kids. My parents said, if you guys hate the house so much, now we were pretty young. If you hate the house so much, you can paint it. So we did. We all got together and we painted the house. The second story and all, I think I was like 6 and I was up there painting.
Now, the problem
that we had was nobody knew asbestos was bad for you then. It was asbestos shingles and we scraped all those asbestos shingles.
No, you did not.
Yes, we did. So maybe that's why I'm having all these problems today.
Asbestos shingles and lead paint.
Yes, it was probably, I'm sure it was lead paint.
You're lucky to be alive.
There you go.
Oh my God. Oh, I give you chills thinking about that. Okay. Next one comes from, I figured out how to scroll on my computer.
I got to tell you though, getting rid of the pink house when you're a teenager was better. It didn't matter if you're going to die early. You know, at that age, you didn't care if you were going to die early because
at that point, you're just like,
yeah, I need this.
You're a landmark.
I need a date, is what I needed. And I wasn't getting a date in the pink house. So,
well, there's no HOA probably back in those days.
No.
So,
no.
Brooklyn sent this one in from West Tennessee Horses. Oh, you know who wrote this ad? Glenn. Cody.
Cody.
Cody sent this.
Of course he did.
Cody. That is such a country name. I love it. By the way, my cousin's child's named Cody, so I come from
I think Cody's kind of a cool name, actually.
Yeah. He's in Texas. All right. This Cody's in Tennessee, and he says, if you're stout enough to come by 5 horses. What?
Stout enough?
If you're stout enough to come and buy 5 horses, 3 rideable, 1 limps for... Oh, God.
Oh, God.
One's been limping for about 5 years now. Lead lines, kids, no problem. One's worthless. One's a donkey. And one's a pony that leads but won't ride. Message me. 3, 4. Now, I'm doing math, okay? 3 rideable. 1 limps. That's 4. 1
worthless. That's 5.
Worthless. 1 donkey and 1 pony. That's 7. Cody, your math ain't good, brother. Oh, God. They're only for sale together. Some tack and saddles go with M. E-M. You must make one trip. If your trailer ain't big enough to make one trip, don't message.
Jeez.
I ain't helping do a thing, so bring help. I won't be in a good mood, so don't ask me stupid questions. Yeah, they all need coggins pulled, and I'm selling everything at once for 55% of 10K.
What?
Hold on, Cody. Your math already sucks, and now you're trying to get us to math problems? I can't stress enough that if you ask me anything other than the address and how much cash to bring, I'll lose it. I can't stress enough. If you can't haul them in one trip, leave me alone.
Okay, was this the wife's horses and she left him for another man and left the horses?
Cody needs some anger management.
Yeah, Cody's got problems.
Cody, I'm worried sick about you, bud.
No, I'm really worried about the horses. You think Cody's fed them at all since the wife left?
Well, one's been limping for 5 years and the other one's worthless. So, I mean, you know, it's dang.
And where are the poor kids? That's my question. Are they with Cody or the ex?
You're reading way too much. No soul, Glenn. No soul. Just think about angry cowboy whose wife left.
I'm just thinking these horses, I hope, got a home that actually will take care of them. That's what I'm thinking.
His wife left him and he is stuck with the horses and they were her animals and she just had enough and she up and left and she took the kids and everything and left him with all these damn horses and they's worthless and one limps around. They ain't got no coggins pulled. And if you don't come and take them all, you don't get none of them, okay? Don't even call me and ask me a stupid question like, I don't know how big it is, how what's done, maybe how old it is, maybe what kind it is.
And the one trip thing is the thing that really got me. It's like, I can't make 2 trips. One trip.
You get them the hell off my property, okay? You come back a second time, you're going to meet my gun.
By the way, I would, if you're going to do that and you're figuring out the trailer, recount, because I think you're going to need a bigger trailer than he indicated. Because
Cody, the numbers are a little off. That guy is, I'm scared of him.
Yes, I would not go alone to this.
you better bring help because yes. He ain't going to do nothing.
I'd bring somebody who looks like a bar bouncer from Miami to pick these horses up.
I ain't helping do a thing. What is 55% of 10K? Is that 4,500?
That's what I'm thinking it is, yeah.
Well, I mean, hell, Cody didn't even know how many horses he had. You might have offered him $20 and you get them all. He doesn't know.
Does Cody not know he has a calculator on the phone? He could have figured that out himself.
Oh, you guys, I mean.
If Cody hears this, he's going to be really pissed. And you're closer. You know he's coming after you.
You know what, Cody? I think you need a hug, buddy.
He needs some, Cody. Better help. We have a new commercial sponsor for this show.
How has BetterHelp not seeked out this podcast?
I don't know.
Of any y'all
horse
need
people
us.
Need more help than anybody. I mean, we need help.
I mean, I'm a poster child for BetterHelp.
I don't know why they haven't. They should be paying us triple what they pay all the other podcasts.
Oh, my God. Just give it to me for free, please. I'll talk about it. It's fine. I need help. Okay.
All right. That's everybody. It. That's all the ads. That's all we have.
Oh, my gosh. Go Derby. Go Derby. Go Derby. I'm so excited.
Well, everybody, enjoy your Derby weekend. Have fun. I know what Jennifer will be doing all day tomorrow. She'll be on the couch. She starts about noon and then just sits there and watches everything.
Oh, yeah. And I have Anna, who I texted her early, and I'm like, what was that one horse that did the thing? And she just sent me like a list of facts about all the horses. Like,
she's going to be watching all day, isn't she? All the pre-show, all of that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to just soak it up with her, milk the whole thing. She's going to be all in. It's going to be good.
She probably can't watch that at home, although with YouTube, maybe, you know, when she goes home, she'll be able to watch it.
I have created a monster.
You did. She's a racing fanatic.
Oh my God, she! I've just fostered the love too. Like, you know what?
Maybe and she gets to go watch the Kentucky Derby in a box at a racetrack. How cool is that?
I know. I wasn't raised with stuff like this. Oh, okay.
Well, have fun shopping for your Fascinator cowboy hats there in Oklahoma. And we want pictures of your really cool outfits that you bought. All right.
Let me just tell you something, Glenn. I ain't wearing no high heels, okay?
They don't sell those in Oklahoma either. So
they probably do, but they're stripper heels. They're clear.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, all right, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Bye, everybody. Spay, neuter, geld.
Are they the only ones that buy the clear heels? I've never seen them anywhere else.
Why have you seen them at all, Glenn?